Hello, my name is Chantel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I need to advise you this. I'm sorry. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, but I'm also calling because I just received the email, you know, that they've expanded the coverage to include people 55 years and older, of which they've always included people at high risk, such as I have coronary artery disease, and I'm obese, and I have autoimmune disease. Okay. And I'm 60 years old. Well, when I went online, you know, on your website, which I work for public health, I went on the website to, you know, to sign up for a vaccine. It doesn't ask me if I am in any of the high-risk groups, but it said I'm ineligible. Well, why am I ineligible? Because I'm 60 years old, and I have all those health conditions. It's telling me I'm ineligible.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I do apologize about that, but we don't have any information about eligibility. We just providing information only. But I do know they are only doing 65 and older. And even if you do have medical conditions, I'm not exactly sure.
It's not gonna be in place until March 22nd. But I wanted to go ahead and, you know, why are they sending it out to us if we can't, you know, sign up? That doesn't make sense. And why do they have it on their online to consider the health? That doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, I understand. I apologize about that, but we don't have or determine eligibility. So if you need more information, you may visit the websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Yeah, but that's not helping me. I just went to that website. So, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.